Welcome to Devotional Reflection by Friendly Connection. Today's scripture reading is James chapter 4, verses 13 through 17.
Come now, you who say, today or tomorrow we will go into such and such a town and spend a year there and trade and make a profit. Yet you do not know what tomorrow will bring. What is your life? For you are a mist that appears for a little time and then vanishes. Instead, you ought to say, if the Lord wills, we will live and do this or that. As it is, you boast in your arrogance. All such boasting is evil. So whoever knows the right thing to do and fails to do it, for him it is sin.
Now, today's devotional reflection. Albert Seidman, known for his love of cigars, became the chief of detectives for the NYPD in 1971 and had a talent for solving significant cases. One of the most memorable cases was the 1964 murder of Kitty Genovese, a barmaid from Queens. 52 years later, her murder was the focus of the film The Witness. The movie highlights the details of the NYPD's investigation that led to the apprehension of her killer. Seidman inquired of the killer, asking how the killer could have the audacity to assault a woman in the presence of numerous witnesses. The murderer calmly responded, "I knew they wouldn't do anything. People never do." The displayed comment illustrates the concept of guilty knowledge, the decision to overlook a crime despite being aware that it is occurring. The Apostle James discussed a comparable type of guilty knowledge when he said that if a person is aware of what is right and chooses not to do it, it is counted to them as sin. God has planned for us to be instruments of goodness in the world through His amazing rescue plan. We are God's masterpiece, made in Christ Jesus to carry out acts of kindness and goodness, which God planned ahead of time. These acts of kindness and goodness do not bring about our salvation. Instead, these actions are the outcome of our hearts being transformed by the presence of God's Holy Spirit when we become born again. The Holy Spirit provides us with supernatural abilities to prepare us for fulfilling the purposes for which God has remade us. These supernatural abilities include being able to shine Jesus' light in this dark age. As a new creation in Christ Jesus, let us submit to God's intentions and the enablement of His Spirit so that we may serve as His tools for good in a world that desperately needs Him. It is not our calling to adapt to the culture. Instead, we are called to shape the culture. Through good actions, we can influence the culture and bring honor to God. Devotional Reflection is brought to you by Friendly Connection, the teaching ministry of Chuck Hartman. We hope you will join us again.